A few years ago, the religious organization of the devotees of the Prophet, Dawat-e-Islami, through its department Al-Madinatul Ilmiya, i.e. the Islamic Research Center, released two books, Ash-Shukru Lillah and Jaldbazi ke Nuksanat. Reading both of these books is highly beneficial for every Muslim. The book, Ash-Shukru Lillah, was authored approximately 11 and a half centuries ago by the great pious predecessor Imam Abu Bakr Abdullah bin Muhammad al-Qurayshi, famously known as Imam Ibn Abi al-Dunya, rahmatullahi alayh, and its English title is Virtues of Gratitude. The book Jaldbazi ke Nuksanat was prepared by the Reformative Books Department of Al-Madinatul Ilmiya. Both of these books are excellent in terms of their subject and content. The renowned spiritual guide and leader of Ahlus Sunnah, Mawlana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadri, Damat Barakat Mul'aliyah, has encouraged the reading of the book Virtues of Gratitude several times during the Madani Muzakara. Alhamdulillah, in this booklet, several important points from various sections of both books have been compiled. Reading this booklet will encourage those who have a passion for religious knowledge to read both books. Read it yourself for the pleasure of Allah Almighty and to earn reward. Distribute it for the purpose of conveying reward to the deceased. May Allah Almighty bestow abundant blessings upon the knowledge and actions of those who worked on these books and enrich us with the spiritual benefits of these texts. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyeen Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The blessings of gratitude. Attar supplication. O Allah, whoever reads or listens to the booklet, the blessings of gratitude, make them patient and grateful in every situation, and forgive them along with their parents and family without reckoning. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyeen Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Virtue of sending salat upon the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. The final Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam said, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa anzilhu al-maq'ad al-muqarrab 'indaka yawm al-qiyamah. Whoever sends salat upon me like this, my intercession becomes obligatory for him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. A few important points from the book Virtues of Gratitude. The great Tabi'i pious predecessor Imam Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi states, indeed, Allah Almighty benefits people with His blessings for as long as He wills. And when His blessings are met with ingratitude, He turns them into a punishment for them. The fourth Caliph of Islam, Sayyidun Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, said to a person from the people of Hamdan, indeed, blessings are connected with gratitude, and gratitude is connected with increase in blessings. These two are inseparable. Thus, the increase of blessings from Allah Almighty does not cease until the servant's gratitude ceases. Blessings will remain until death. The beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam stated, when Allah Almighty bestows a blessing upon a servant in the form of family, wealth or children, and that servant says, expressing gratitude, Ma sha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. Whatever Allah wills, the ability to do good is only from Him. He will not witness any calamity in it other than death. The foundation of gratitude. The essence of gratitude is for a person to reflect on the blessing and express it. The reality of gratitude is to acknowledge the blessing of the bestower with reverence, and to accustom the soul to it. There is a subtle point here. When a servant reflects upon Allah Almighty's blessings and His various favors, he becomes engaged in gratitude, which increases the blessings, and the servant's love for Allah Almighty grows in his heart. This station is exalted, and even higher is the station where the love of bestower becomes so predominant that the heart retains no inclination, i.e. attention, towards the blessings themselves. This is the station of the Siddiqeen. May Allah Almighty, by His grace, grant us the ability to be grateful. Blessing upon blessing. Sayyiduna Abu Aqil rahmatullahi alayh states, I heard Sayyiduna Bakr bin Abdullah rahmatullahi alayh saying, whenever a servant says Alhamdulillah, a blessing becomes incumbent upon him by virtue of saying it. I asked, what is the recompense for this blessing? He replied, the recompense for that is also for the servant to say Alhamdulillah. Then upon saying this, another blessing will come to him, because Allah Almighty's blessings never end. Increase in divine love from remembering blessings. Sayyiduna Abu Sulaiman Al-Wasiti rahmatullahi alayh states, remembering Allah Almighty's blessings instills love for Him in the heart. Presence in the Divine Court. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu anhu states, indeed, on the Day of Judgment, Allah Almighty will bring His servant to His Divine Court and enumerate His blessings upon him. After saying this, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu anhu wept profusely and then said, I hope that Allah Almighty will not punish the servant after bringing him before His court. A matter of concern. Allah Almighty's beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, when you see Allah Almighty granting a servant his desires despite his disobedience, this is an extension of respite from him. The gratitude of Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salam. Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salam praised Allah Almighty in this manner. Alhamdulillahi hamdan kama yambaghi likarami wajhi rabbi jalla jalaluhu. All praise is due to Allah Almighty, a praise befitting the honor of my Lord's majesty. Glorified is His majesty. Thereupon, Allah Almighty revealed to him, O Dawood, you have put the angels to hardship, meaning even the angels could not offer such praise. Engaging in the remembrance of Allah Almighty, Prophet Musa alayhi salam humbly submitted in the Divine Court, O Allah Almighty, how should I express my gratitude to you? It was revealed, O Musa, let your tongue always be engaged in my remembrance. Showers of blessings despite disobedience. Sayyiduna Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi states, I read in a book that Allah Almighty says, O son of Adam, my goodness descends upon you, yet your evil reaches me. I express my love for you through blessings, while you remain heedless of my remembrance by disobeying me. And the honorable angel always brings me your evil deeds. Glad tidings of forgiveness. The vinyl prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when Allah Almighty bestows a blessing upon a servant and he believes that it is from Allah Almighty, then Allah Almighty records for him the gratitude for that blessing. When Allah Almighty sees a servant's regret over a sin, he forgives him before he asks for forgiveness. When a person buys and wears clothes for a dinar and thanks Allah Almighty, Allah forgives him before the clothes reach his knees. Granted forgiveness. Sayyidina Muawiyah bin Qurra rahmatullahi alayhi states that whoever says Bismillahi walhamdulillah when putting on new clothes is forgiven. Whoever says Bismillahi walhamdulillah when eating food is also forgiven. And whoever says Bismillahi walhamdulillah when drinking water is likewise forgiven. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when Allah Almighty bestows a blessing upon a servant, he likes to see the effect of his blessing upon him. A matter of concern. Allah Almighty states, O son of Adam, when you thrive in my blessings while indulging in my disobedience, then fear me, lest I destroy you because of your sins. O son of Adam, fear me, and then sleep wherever you wish. The Grateful Porter incident. Sayyiduna Bakr bin Abdullah rahmatullahi alayhi narrates, I met a porter who was carrying a load whilst continuously reciting Alhamdulillah and Astaghfirullah. I waited for him to finish, and when he set down the load from his back, I asked him, can you not do something better than this? He replied, why not? I can do good deeds. I can recite the noble Quran. But since a servant lives between blessings and sins, I thank him for his complete blessings and seek his forgiveness for my sins. I said, even the porter here is more insightful than Bakr bin Abdullah. Gratitude for water. Whenever the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam drank water, he would say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi ja'alahu 'adban furatan bi rahmatihi wa lam yaj'alhu milhan ujajan bi dhunubina. All praise is due to Allah Almighty, who made it sweet and very palatable by his mercy, and did not make it salty and bitter because of our, i.e. the Ummah's, sins. Well-being and gratitude. A religious scholar states, I pondered over my affairs and found no good free from evil except for well-being and gratitude. Many people remain grateful even in calamity, while many others are ungrateful, although they are in a state of well-being. So, when you ask Allah, ask for both. Hidden faults. Sayyidina Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi states, concealment of a servant's faults by Allah Almighty is a sign of well-being. Safe from destruction. Sayyidina Abu al-Aliya Rufay bin Mihran rahmatullahi alayhi states, I hope that a servant who thanks Allah Almighty for his blessings and seeks forgiveness for sins will not be destroyed. Appreciating blessings. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, when one of you wishes to know the worth of Allah Almighty's blessings, let him look at those with fewer blessings than him, not those with more. Supplication to recite when looking in a mirror. Whenever the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam looked at his radiant face in the mirror, he would recite this supplication. Alhamdulillahilladhi sawwa khalqi fa'adalahu wa karrama surata wajhi wa hassanaha wa ja'alani minal muslimin. All praise is due to Allah Almighty, who created me perfectly, honored and beautified my countenance, and made me amongst the Muslims. Blessing in adversity. Sayyiduna Habib bin Ubaid rahmatullahi alayhi states, when Allah Almighty afflicts a servant with any calamity, there is also a blessing in it, namely that Allah Almighty did not afflict him with a more severe calamity, whereas if he willed, he could have afflicted him with an even harsher one. Reason for calamity. Sayyiduna Wahab bin Munabbih rahmatullahi alayhi states, calamity descends so that through it the servant may supplicate before the Lord's court. Allah loves gratitude for blessings. Your Lord is more deserving than you make it a habit of thanking Him for His blessings. He has shown kindness to you before and will continue to do so. By Allah Almighty, showing gratitude to Him is much easier than recompensing people, because He is pleased with servants simply for praising Him. Thanking Allah Almighty for the blessing of faith. Sayyiduna Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi states, I said to Sayyiduna Abu Muawiyah Aswad rahmatullahi alayhi, O Abu Muawiyah, how great a blessing is faith from Allah Almighty. We pray to Him that He does not take this blessing away from us. He replied, it is the right of the bestower of blessings to grant them in full to whomever He blesses. Sayyiduna Abu Muawiyah Aswad Yamani rahmatullahi alayhi said, Allah Almighty is the most generous, for when He bestows a blessing, He bestows it completely. And when He enables someone to perform a deed, He accepts it. Everyone's needs fulfilled through the blessings of one person. Sayyiduna Abdul Rahman bin Zayd bin Aslam rahmatullahi alayhi states, in a gathering, sometimes there is one person who, when he praises Allah Almighty, the needs of all those present in the gathering are fulfilled. The smallest blessing. Sayyiduna Abu Ayyub Ahmad bin Muhammad bin Jabir al-Qarashi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that Prophet Dawood alayhi salam asked Allah, O Allah Almighty, inform me about your smallest blessing upon me. Allah Almighty revealed to him, O Dawood, take a breath. When he took a breath, Allah Almighty stated, this is my smallest blessing upon you. No reckoning for the blessings of food. Sayyiduna Tamim bin Salama rahmatullahi alayhi states, I have been informed that when a servant recites Bismillah at the beginning of eating and Alhamdulillah at the end, he will not be questioned about the blessings of the food. Be grateful to me. The great Tabi'i, pious predecessor, Sayyiduna Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi states that when Allah Almighty created Prophet Adam alayhi salam, He brought forth the people of paradise from the right side and the people of hell from the left side, and they began to walk on the earth. Amongst them were some blind, some deaf, and some afflicted. Prophet Adam alayhi salam asked, O my Lord, did you not create my progeny alike? Allah Almighty stated, O Adam, I like that I be thanked. Another supplication to recite upon looking in a mirror. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir rahmatullahi alayhi states, whenever the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam looked in a mirror, he recited this supplication. Alhamdulillahilladhi khalaqani fa ahsana khalqi wa khuluqi wa zana minni ma shana min ghayri. All praise is due to Allah Almighty, who created me, perfected my form and character, and adorned me with beauty, while others were given defects. Favour even upon the people of hell. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Qasim rahmatullahi alayhi states that indeed Allah Almighty's favour is upon the people of hell too, in that if Allah Almighty had willed, He could have afflicted them with an even more severe punishment. The one who drinks water must be grateful. The beloved mother of all Muslims, Sayyida Aisha As-Siddiqa radiyallahu anha states that whoever drinks pure, cold and sweet water and it enters the body without difficulty and exits without difficulty, then gratitude is obligatory upon them. A wise person's letter. Sayyiduna Ali bin Abdul Rahman rahmatullahi alayhi narrates that a wise person wrote a letter to his brother with the following message. O my brother, we awaken to such countless blessings from Allah Almighty that we cannot enumerate them. Yet our disobediences are many. We do not know whether to thank Allah Almighty for the continuous blessings we receive or for the fact that He has concealed our faults. Definition of haste. Performing any task without forethought is called haste. It is referred to as ujla in Arabic. If a person begins their tasks after careful consideration and reflection, it is called tawakkuf, i.e. deliberation. Performing a task slowly and calmly so that it is completed in the best possible manner is known as tahammul, burdbari, anatun. It takes some time for a seed to become a plant, for a plant to become a tree, and for a tree to bear fruit. Mistaking good for evil and evil for good. One should not act in haste in any matter until full insight, i.e. awareness, is gained. Because in haste, a person mistakes good for evil and evil for good. There is an Arabic proverb that says, إِن لَمْ تَسْتَعْجِلْ تَصِلْ. If you do not rush, you will reach your destination. A person who does not benefit from experiences cannot succeed. Haste has been called Ummal Nadama, i.e. the mother of regret. Prayer resembling that of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi prayed behind Sayyiduna Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi. He greatly admired his prayer and said, I have not seen anyone who prays in a manner more similar to that of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam than this young man. Undoubtedly, a level of tajweed that ensures the correct pronunciation of letters, i.e. enabling proper articulation of letters according to tajweed rules, and prevents mistakes in recitation is fardh-e-ain, an individual obligation. Troubling the imam in qira'ah during tarawih. Interrupting the imam at every slight doubt merely to show off one's memorization is ostentation. Repeatedly prompting the imam to trouble him is in reality an act of the Jews and falls under the rule of لا تسمعوا لهذا القرآن والغوا فيه. Do not listen to this Qur'an and make noise therein. Conditions for the efficacy of litanies. Number 1. Firm conviction. Number 2. Patience and forbearance. Number 3. Regular adherence to congregational prayer. The great female companion, Sayyida Asma bint Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhuma, states, marriage is like turning a woman into a servant, so one should carefully consider where he gives his daughter in marriage. If success is not achieved in a particular field, despite prolonged efforts, consult a sensible Islamic brother and consider changing the field. Committing sins for pleasure. Do not commit sins for the sake of pleasure. The pleasure will pass, but the sin will remain. Likewise, do not abandon good deeds due to hardship. The hardship will pass, but the good deed will remain. Qualities of an ignorant person. Kathratul iltifati wa sur'atul jawab. Looking around too much and responding hastily. The breakdown of trust. If suspicion arises amongst members of a religious movement, the trust between supervisors and subordinates breaks down. Sometimes an action may appear wrong, but in reality it is not. because it is possible the doer acted forgetfully or the observer was mistaken. Arriving late is better than not arriving at all. Haste spoils a well-planned game. Manner of correction. Sayyiduna Abu Ad-Darda radiyallahu anhu said that admonishing someone in front of others is humiliating, whereas admonishing them in private is a form of adorning them. Response to a wish. Sayyiduna Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi was asked, Ma tashtahi? What is your wish? He replied, Ma yaqdi Allah? What Allah Almighty decrees. The essence of a person's virtue and excellence becomes apparent only after they speak. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Undertake tasks with deliberation. Then if you foresee good in their outcome, proceed. But if you fear error, refrain. Explanation of hadith. Whatever task you wish to do, first consider its outcome, then begin. If you foresee any religious or worldly harm, then do not begin it. But if you have already begun, refrain from completing it. It is stated in a blessed hadith, Be calm and composed in everything except matters of the hereafter. Satan delays good deeds and then prevents one from doing them. When in a state of major ritual impurity, i.e. when ghusl is obligatory, at minimum perform wudu before sleeping. A blessed hadith states, Angels of mercy do not enter a house where a person in the state of major ritual impurity is present. It is stated in Bukhari Shariat, One upon whom ghusl is compulsory, i.e. wajib, should not delay in bathing. If one has delayed to the extent that the end time for a prayer has arrived, then performing the bath immediately becomes obligatory, i.e. fard. Any further delay at this point would render one sinful. For further details, please refer to Bukhari Shariat, Volume 1, Part 2, page 325. It is stated in the blessed hadith, Avoid delaying repentance, for death comes swiftly. Do not delay in correcting someone. If you see someone involved in wrongdoing, do not delay in correcting them with kindness, gentleness, and compassion, using the best approach. If a funeral prayer is ready to be performed before the Jumu'ah prayer, one should not wait for a large congregation. Rather, the funeral prayer should be performed promptly. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.